You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. All right, in the live stream here with Rolo, April 21st, 2016, year of our Lord, the Queen. Everything's happening.
This is the big, it's 422 here, so we had big action 322, and now 422.
Yeah. Well, as I was telling my wife, I think there's 10 days between before May Day, May 1st, which I think is the official day of spring for a lot of cultures. May 1st, May Day, I can't remember. There's a lot of symbolism. So these 10 days are sort of a blood sacrifice kind of period, I think. Yeah. I can't remember who told me that. Maybe it was Russian Vids or the Jungle Surfer of the Gold Coast there.
Yep. Well, they're certainly playing it for all it's worth. What did you write on fakeologist.com? Something, I'll just read it out.
Very good. You're always good like that.
Yeah, you wrote, now Prince, the persona Bowie exists to little or no fanfare, and now Mr. No Name cancels his persona. Will people care even less? These celebutard exits are getting pedestrian. Now how the story is broken by TMZ, who are accountable to no one for their lying ways. And stories. Pop star Prince, widely acclaimed for one of his most inventive, influential musicians of his era, with his hits including Little Red Corvette, Let's Go Crazy, and When Doves Cry, was found dead at his home Thursday in suburban Minneapolis, according to his publicist. He was 57. And he was a vegan, apparently, and lived well and didn't do drugs. So that's a bit interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I like a few of his songs, yeah. No doubt. And he was in Toronto, apparently. But, you know, they're singers, for Christ's sake, or for God's sake. Okay. Why? I heard Zalian was saying in the chat that the Prime Minister of Norway made a public statement about it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Michael Jackson and Prince in our lifetime are the big, and it'll be Madonna next. She's probably the next to go, the big one.
Well, as long as she's still selling out concerts, I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a money thing as well. I know David Gilmour is not going next because a friend of mine just went to his concert here in Toronto and said it was the best concert he's ever been to in his whole life. So David Gilmour's still belting them out.
Oh, yeah. He's a great guitarist. I love his work. I mean, Pink Floyd's my band.
I probably should have tried to go to that concert. Yeah. Oh, well.
You
missed
out.
He might come around again. Well, 200 bucks a head. It's a little rich for my blood.
Wow. Oh, wow. That is expensive.
That's the minimum for concerts now. That's the minimum. Are you kidding me? Even the boy bands for young people.
I don't get much to concerts anymore.
Yeah, well, they don't make any money. They don't make any money anywhere else now.
That's true. Yeah, the, Mushroom and RCA and all those music companies that fucked everyone over all those years. You know, the artists got pennies on the dollar, whereas all the big money went to the execs.
Well, they took the risk, though. It's a business. They took the risk.
Yeah,
how many risks do they have to take? So, you know, I can feel sorry a little bit, but when you push an artist, you do have to spend money.
Yeah, well, obviously Prince got the shits with it, and that's why he did the name change. That symbol, whatever it was.
That's not obvious to me. It's obvious to me that he's good at publicity, and perhaps that was a publicity stunt. Come on, he was good at promotion. Personally, I don't care what singers do or say. I just like listening to their music. Outside of that, I think it's mostly nonsense.
You know, he was 5'2".
I heard about it. Yeah.
So maybe he had short man syndrome, short man muso syndrome. I don't know.
I don't think much about it. Are you going to do a radio rollo with some Prince music?
No, I've got to head out too. You just caught me actually because
Yeah, I wanted to catch you and say hi, my old buddy.
It's 9 in the morning here, but should have got me when the story broke at 2. It broke at 2.
Yeah.
And my God, did they go crazy, Fox and CNN.
Let's go crazy, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, Fox and CNN haven't stopped since. I mean, they've just switched that back over to Trump and Hillary and all that nonsense now. But they basically went for 6 hours.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you know,
6 hours, barely an ad break either.
Well, you know, I like that you watch CNN and Fox because you really are the only fakeologist I know that gives me the information that way. So I think it's good that you keep your eye on these two propaganda stations.
Even Wolf Blitzer was trying to pretend he knew what he was talking about when he was talking about Prince. It was bloody funny.
Oh man, that
guy
was shameless.
He didn't know shit.
He's a shameless news whore, honestly. He's pathetic.
Oh, don't worry. We'll have Anderson Cooper and Bill O'Reilly talking about Prince next. As if
you
know what they're...
I respect prostitutes more than I do these people.
It's just
disgusting. These people are just disgusting. Yeah. They're just
pure
whores.
What I found most disgusting was that they're pushing the flu vaccine because it's rumored that he had the flu
Oh, you're kidding.
And yeah, I just put it in the chat.
We have so much to talk about. I just put a link on moreab.fakeologist.com about Positive Hell movie. Positive Hell.
Right,
allegedly, they couldn't get it screened, and then they went to another film festival in London. And I saw 30 minutes of it on YouTube. I don't know if it was the whole movie or they just took pieces of it and put it on YouTube. I couldn't figure it out, but
sure.
Yeah.
Well, we can chat about that. I'll be back in 3 hours or so.
I'll be in bed by then.
If you're back in 3 hours.
No, I'll be in bed by then.
Oh, you'll be in bed. Fair enough. All right. Well,
I value my sleep.
Yeah,
I value
for sure.
Sleep. I really do. But maybe we can connect on the weekend, maybe. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Anytime. And it's good for you and good for me. And maybe we'll get Tommy on, because Tommy probably has something to say about this whole thing. He was the one that raised it on Fakeologist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to get Tom, if you're listening, you got to do a weekly show on here. You're a big contributor of Fakeologist. I was thinking about that the other day. And he should do a weekly show of all his posts.
Sure, yeah.
He makes so many posts, he should just do a broadcast reading his stuff, you know, I think that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, he broke it on, what time was it?
6 hours ago?
Yeah, pretty much, because he must have been watching Fox or CNN, because I know he's got them on at home. Here it is. Broke it on April 22nd, I don't know if this is mine, April 22nd, 4:23:58, and he put the whole idea, what is it, Prince, full name Prince Rogers Nelson, was rushed to hospital 6 days ago with flu symptoms after his private plane made an emergency landing. The singer, who was known for his blah, 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 made his final public appearance on Sunday, where he did not sing but said, wait a few days until you waste your time on prayers for me. So, yeah.
Really?
They said he was looking a bit frail at the end, so maybe...
He looked a little pale?
Maybe it was they're pushing the flu thing, it's horrible.
I just watched a video of China, CHYNA, the female wrestler, who I'm surprised there hasn't been a trans investigation done on her by Jungle Surfer. She just allegedly kicked the bucket today as well.
Oh, right.
She's a wrestler. She's a female wrestler.
Is it a proper wrestler or that fake stuff, WWF?
Well, WW something. Something.
Oh,
WWE.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's that professional stuff.
Vince McMahon. No, Vince McMahon and, you know, that gang.
Yeah.
Hey, I meant to tell you, just before you go and just before I go, I'm still listening to a lot of the baller skepticism stuff. And one guy had the idea that Australia, they use, number one, they use different compasses, apparently, in Australia. And number two, one guy gave the theory that Australia might be upside down in reality on the map. I thought there's some really interesting discussion about just trying to figure out what we're on. And that was the most radical thing I've ever heard about just the map in general. So I thought I'd bring that up to you. But these guys are really trying hard to figure it out, honestly. With not too much success, mind you.
Yeah. Well,
have you ever heard of that?
I've been put off that whole thing. That whole flat earth thing has just put me off. And I, like I told you the other week, I just washed my hands of it. I just can't stand the whole.
I know.
I don't care. I don't care if Bob's a nice guy or not, or Jaron's a nice guy.
I like Bob.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not interested, you're not interested. But they bring up a lot of other stuff that I like to talk about, like the Tesla stuff. Are you ever interested in the Tesla stuff and free energy?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, that's way more interesting in my book. But
well, they do bring that up. You know, on all their shows, the flat Earth
stuff. But they intermingle it with flat Earth, and flat Earth just seems to fuck everything. Yeah. Even my wife says
doesn't
you're an
like
idiot
it.
If you talk flat Earth.
Okay, well, I don't see why, because I'll tell you what. You know, you and I both agree that 9/11 was the biggest military media psyop of all times, and 99% of the people on the planet believe it. So if humans are so easy to manipulate, then there's no reason why they couldn't be lied to about the shape of the Earth. There's just no. It's just, to me, it flows perfectly. Now, that doesn't mean I have an explanation for what it really is, but it really does tell me that humans are really easily messed with. Really easy. It's very, very easy. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, Ab, that's the reason I'm here.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm here. I wouldn't be here otherwise. If it wasn't for the 9/11 stuff that you do. How you
well,
keep
I don't
it all
even do
linked.
That much.
No, but you can keep everything sort of linked back to 9/11, which is what I, you know, when you talk to anyone in your proper shows, not just audio chat, in your proper shows, you never fail to bring up 9/11, and that's
The last show I didn't, because the guest did not want to go there, and I didn't want to. I wanted to really talk about squatting, because I really think.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, that had nothing to do with squatting, so you're probably right there, so not to bring it up.
Well, he didn't want it brought up, because he's on a mission to propagate his message.
Well, let me tell you, when I was in Indonesia and Malaysia, and they're all squat toilets there. They're bizarre. Like, I remember the first time I saw one, and I went, "What the fuck am I supposed to do here?"
And did you use it?
It's surprising how your number two slips out so much easier on a squat.
Well, it's not surprising if you look at the physiology of our bodies.
Yeah, sure.
But they're all
squat toilets over there, and even in Thailand, there's some. And when I went, you know, in airports and everything, so they're quite common.
Are you a squatter?
No, I don't have. I don't have the. If I try to, most of the time I've had a few drinks. If I tried to get up on my toilet like that, I'd probably brain myself on the bowl and be the end of me.
Yeah, well, you can make your own floor model.
By the unit, yeah, that's what. Yeah,
you can make your own floor model. Did you listen to the interview?
I probably did. I pretty much listened to everything you did.
Blessing.
I think I found two old phone books though, and had a go at it, and it does work.
You did? You did the phone book thing? That's great.
Yeah, yeah. I've got two big fat phone books here, and I put them on the side, and I had a go at it. And it worked.
Well, I have the squatty potty, and that works quite well, even though he poo-pooed it. Pardon the pun. But I'm ready to. I'm waiting for my lily pad to show up. And maybe next time you go to New Zealand, you should go visit the carpenter there and pick one up.
Yeah, I'll be back there sooner rather than later, actually, back in New Zealand. So,
I don't know where New Zealand is coming from, but I'm expecting my lily pad any day now. It'll be the first time I ever ordered something from that side of the planet there. So I'm excited about it. I'm not sure. I'm sure I'm going to use it.
Because I'm a vegetarian / vegan, my turds slip out pretty easily anyway. But I'm pretty sure it is better for you, because like I said, I've done it overseas, and because there's no option to sit on. It's no option to sit down in a lot of toilets over there. You have to squat down.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So
when you're forced to do it, you do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I pulled into my driveway. I'm going to have a steak now.
Well, I'll play out with this Princeton at 57 video that I put in the chat. I might catch up with you on the weekend, my friend.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you. Sorry, what song are you playing?
Not a song. Well, I might play this horrible Fox News thing. Okay, where they're pushing the flu shots on the back of Prince being dead without even knowing. And then I might play Let's Go Crazy after that.
Oh, that'll be good, yeah. All right, I'll tune
okay,
in.
Then. All right, talk to you on the weekend, my friend.
Yeah, great. Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Over and out.
Bye-bye.
Microphone activated.
Here we go. The media's already... Here we go, man. The media's already pushing vaccines after the death of Prince.
Let's check in with Dr. Manny Alvarez, senior managing editor at FoxNewsHealth.com, a medical A-teamer as well. Can the flu take down a person 57 in reasonably good health?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thousands of people die every year from the flu, and this is the reason that we tell people to be very careful in trying to get that flu shot. Now, we don't know if he got it or not, especially...
Yeah, be very careful and try to get that flu shot.
No, because...
Bill Gates said, with our magical vaccines, we're going to get rid of 20% of the people on the planet by 2030 in his TED Talk. Y'all know that? Yeah, so I knew they were going to use this. They use everything, they use all the media deals, either if it's orchestrated or organic. They use it to their advantage. That's why they got their paid off. Bots reading teleprompters telling you to, hey, go get that flu shot. Go get that flu shot. It's new and improved. All the vaccines are going to be even more new and improved with more carcinogens to kill your ass.
This year, the flu vaccine was very effective. Now, we don't know a lot about his medical history, but what we can tell you is there are reports that he suffered from epilepsy. We're not sure about that, but there's some reports to that effect, so he might have some underlying chronic medical diseases that we don't know about. But somebody who's battling the flu and now who's going and working very hard as he was, again, you don't know if the flu turned into a pneumonia. This is very typical of some of the flu-like symptoms that evolve into a pneumonia. And that, of course, leads to, you know, body shutdown, respiratory failure, and this could ultimately end up in death.
Are there other conditions that can mask themselves at the flu, that as the flu that might have been responsible here?
Well, listen, at his age, even though you know, he looked like a very fit individual that was not overweight and things like that, you can never rule out a cardiovascular accident. This is, you know, like an MI, myocardial infarction and things of this sort. So the autopsy is going to reveal all that. But just by the mere fact that he was fighting the flu for several days and then he had this huge concert the night before, this really can do a number, you know, in an individual, no matter how old you are, but especially at his age. And if he had
pyramid on the stage, he always wearing purple, you know, you get the drift. Symbols of Saturn. Hey, but check this out, dude. He was a vegan. This guy was in top nut shape. I won't be surprised if it comes out later in a few days, this story is hot, that he was staunchly against the flu virus. I mean, the flu vaccine. Oh, buddy. You know what's coming next? They will push that agenda. Go get your flu shot, see, people? Go get your fucking flu shot. We can load your ass up with carcinogens to kill your ass so we can depopulate the planet. Got it?
To have any kind of underlying medical problem, this can really turn into a very serious event.
Apparently it did. Again, we don't know that it was the flu. It will take some time, but we were told from the people around him that he had symptoms of the flu and had to take some time off because of it.
Yeah, and certainly it could have been run down as well if he was on tour as he was in Atlanta and flying around everywhere. And then our local reports are that he attended some sort of a party at his own complex. So that could have potentially, doctor, just exacerbated the health problems that he may have been experiencing.
Listen, in my years of experience, I have seen somebody get the flu and within 24 hours they are dead. That is how bad sometimes the flu
fear,
can be.
Fear,
even
fear,
even a young person. This is something that, especially if they have underlying problems, I have seen a flu 24, 48 hours become deadly.
Hard to believe when you watch these videos of Prince Rogers Nelson, when you see, you know, the choreography, how hard he could dance, how much, you know, how nimble and apparently in shape he was. It's hard to believe.
And the energy that he put into those shows, unbelievable, whether it's today or whether it was 30 years ago, 57 years old, 77 Grammy Awards. He performed at the Super Bowl back in 2007 and sold more than 100 million albums.
Stunning news.
I want to thank my YouTube friend Outlaw Inc. For that piece of footage there from Fox. And yeah, fucking Fox and their fucking fear. You know, they shit me to tears. And the flu shot is for poor people. Only poor, stupid, ignorant people take the flu shot. It almost killed my mother-in-law, and she's one of the biggest ignoramuses there is. And look, she's a lovely lady. I love it a bit. But when it almost killed her the last time, I did say, you're not going to take it again, are you? And she said, no. And I went, oh, thank goodness for that. And anyway, there we go. So,
microphone activated.
Yeah, Fox News is enough to make you go crazy. Anyway, fakeologist.com.
So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be all right. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, babe. Because in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. In this life, you're on your own. And if the elevator breaks down, go crazy. Punch the highest floor.
Well, that's from Purple Rain. I'm not even sure if that's Prince singing. It doesn't sound like him. So, yeah, it's from the film Purple Rain. He's pretty hard to find his stuff on YouTube. He's a bit funny. He doesn't want his stuff out there for free. Maybe he wants you to buy the CDs. Remember those things, CDs? Anyway, we might chat with Ab on the weekend. Thanks for the little chat we had today. Okay, over and out.
I'm Zach Hubbard with freetofindtruth.blogspot.com.
There
and you're
go.
Listening to Fakeologist Radio.